Folks in Gettysburg call me Maggie Bluecoat. Cause of my bright blue coat, it's a cast-off of a uniform coat of an officer from the War of 1812. I figured I needed something to mark me when I'm conducting for the Underground Railroad. I never met the owner. I'm only 20, and I got my coat in 1857. I expect the first owner must be passed on by now. When the colored in Gettysburg see me in my husband Alfred's wagon, wear my War of 1812 blue coat, and driving south, they knew I'll be back late that night with at least one newly freed enslaved African. And I'll be delivering them to St. Paul's African Methodist Episcopal Church. Not even my husband knew for sure who he was getting when he married Maggie Bluecoat. Any old way, I've been conducting so many enslaved Africans from Upper Maryland to Gettysburg that them Maryland slave owners put a bounty on my head, figuring they gonna sell me into slavery. Tried a few times, but I ain't going nowhere. Was one time they caught me at night, and I bet they wish they hadn't. I lived back of the old fairgrounds with my husband, Alfred, and my little baby. That night, I was out for the only reason that would take me outside so late at night. My baby was colicky and needed some old Liz Butler's salve. Alfred was asleep. Fussy baby not gonna keep him awake. So I had to slip out, because if Alfred had known, he'd tie me down. I didn't give a flea leg about slave catchers. I thumbed my nose at the slaveholding South for years. So I'm walking along, humming, as a way to show I wasn't scared, but probably alerted three renegade rebels when I crossed the fairgrounds. Well, they caught me, expecting to sell such the healthy, powerful prize that I was and get a great big profit. I fought them off as best I could, even after they tied my hands. All the while, I'm screaming and calling for help. One of them tried to cover my mouth with a bandana, which was their second mistake, the first being not knowing who they caught. I bit his thumb off and blew it right into his face, sending his blood and my scream right out of my mouth. He started jumping round and cursing. It so happened John Carcine was walking by just that instant. Carcine had been crippled in a haying accident, and using one leg and his crutch, he knocked the second slave catcher senseless. The third slave catcher had seen enough. He just backed away, and for all I know, he's still back in South, maybe bumping into Charleston by now. Mr. One Thumb just stood there, looking at the space his missing thumb had occupied. Once John Carcine freed me, I gave One Thumb a slap, which reminded him to run. Like I said, with Maggie Bluecoat, slave catchers didn't know who they up against.